first header there, which is quite an effort because he's giving a lot in height to Kudela.
What has the Czech Republic's second most successful football team got to do with Czech-Chinese ties? Well, in fact, quite a lot.
Who's been a lively presence up front for Slavia.
Slavia Prague are currently top of the Czech First League and are due to play Barcelona in the Champions League next week.
Who are 10 to 15 minutes away from a huge victory.
The club's also fully owned by two Chinese firms, a strategic investment company called Sinobo and CITIC, a state-owned investment firm. In fact, Slavia's historic stadium in the Prague district of Vršovice is now called the Sinobo Stadium.
Their midfield has just not got going at all, Inter.
It's another example.
But some, including the country's president, Miloš Zeman, claim Beijing could soon withdraw not only from Slavia Prague, but a host of other investment projects after the mayor of Prague, Zdeněk Hřib, a member of the Pirate Party, formally ended the twin city arrangement with Beijing, saying the Chinese refused to discuss removing the One China clause from the legal contract between the two cities that was signed by his predecessor. Here's President Zeman speaking on his weekly discussion program broadcast by the Barrandov TV network, which incidentally is itself part-owned by China's CITIC Group.
China will react with a number of retaliatory measures. Among other things, several air routes which were destined for Prague will be diverted to Croatia. But most importantly, they're going to stop financing Slavia. And as you know, Slavia Prague was the most successful Chinese investment here in this country. Unfortunately, one of the few successful ones, which is something I regret.
Mr. Zeman added that the only people who would celebrate the Chinese pulling out of Slavia would be the team's arch-rivals, Sparta. But in truth, there's been no independent confirmation that the club's Chinese investors are planning any such thing. Shortly after Prague announced it was pulling out of the sister city deal, the Chinese embassy responded with a statement describing the move as a breach of trust that would hurt Czech interests. Mayor Zhib's party, the Pirate Party, responded with a Facebook post saying, "We know the Chinese regime views its partners as vassals and does not like disobedience. However, we are a country of free people. We refuse to bow to such an authoritarian regime that is responsible for re-education camps and trafficking in illegal organ transplants." But perhaps most provocative of all, the post was accompanied by a photo of China's President Xi Jinping alongside an image of Winnie the Pooh, a comparison said to enrage the Chinese leader and something Chinese censors try to remove at any opportunity. So how much damage will all this do to Czech-Chinese relations at a national rather than a city level? Journalist Katarzyna Prochaskova spent a decade in Beijing and now works as a China analyst for the Prague-based Synopsis project.
I think for Czechs it's quite common to make jokes of things that are so serious and we don't know how to solve it. So I think it's probably the only reaction what the Pirates Party, who is in opposition, can do right now.
But I don't think the Chinese will be laughing much, will they?
Probably not, but I think for the Chinese side it's still very important. President Zeman, who, you know, agreed with everything and who is playing for them.
So that matters, right? So when Beijing looks at this, they'll see this stuff coming from the Pirates and from Zhib and from Prague. But obviously of much more importance to them is President Zeman's position, the Czech foreign ministry, which does respect one China policy and doesn't challenge it. That's what matters for them. And they understand that, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Of course, I think it annoys them, like the Chinese side, of course, that there's someone like Hřib who is trying to, he's not actually criticizing, but who opened this question if we should sign everything that is offered by the Chinese allies here in Czech Republic or Chinese side. For sure, it annoys them. But how I said, they are going to focus on their partners, like President Zeman, who is still keeping the same lines, still supporting Chinese side, and there are another useful idiots, I think I can use this term, who are working for Chinese side.
Even President Zeman, who has tried hard to woo Chinese investment, including laying on a 2016 state visit for President Xi, admits the billions of dollars of promised investment have not materialized. This week, meanwhile, Mayor Zhip met Taiwan's deputy foreign minister in Prague after previously receiving Tibetan political leaders too, and after a four-year absence under his predecessor, has also restarted the practice of flying the Tibetan flag from Prague City Hall. Rob Cameron, DW, Prague.